Hey, what's up? My name is Brendan Bigley, and you're listening to The Internet Today, the show where I find the best stuff on the internet so you don't have to. Man, I've gotten very fast and efficient at saying that opening. I want to tell you about the lamest thing I do. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on this show. If I have, bear with me, because I'm going to say it again. But the first thing I do when I leave the house is I put a case on my phone, and then I commute to work, and then when I get into the office, I take the case off my phone, and then I use my phone without a case while I'm in the office, and then when I commute back home, I put a case on my phone, and then when I get home, I take the case off, and lather, rinse, repeat. I really like not having a case on my phone, but I feel like I have to have one if I'm out, quote-unquote, in the world. And I think that's one of the lamest things that I do, because I can't just commit to the caseless lifestyle. Also, I don't think I've ever dropped my phone. At least not this one, not the one that I have now. Anyway, let's get into the news. Here's some important news if you're a human being who lives on Earth. Currently, on usajobs.gov, there's a listing for a job opening at NASA for a planetary protection officer. What is a planetary protection officer, you might be asking? They are in charge of two very important things. Number one, a little bit more mundane, just making sure that we don't contaminate things in outer space with our own organisms. Making sure anytime we send a satellite or a probe to a place, it's not carrying any destructive elements along with it. But more interestingly is the second duty of the planetary protection officer, which is literally protecting our planet from aliens. Not full-on, full-scale Independence Day aliens, but more like a meteor crashes down, you gotta go check and make sure it's not carrying some horrific, humanity-destroying virus with it. Now, there are two very interesting things about this job listing. Number one is that the pay scale is high. It's not an insignificant amount of money, obviously. It starts at $124,000, goes up to $187,000. That's a lot of money, but it still feels like not enough to protect Earth from aliens, personally. And number two, here's a quote from the listing, quote, "The initial appointment will be for 3 years, with the possibility of extending for an additional 2 years. What I find really interesting about that is that if you were to read way too into that sentence, it would imply that NASA expects something to happen within the next 3 years, but it might take 5 years for that thing to happen, and they just want to make sure that we have a person on staff at NASA to protect us from that thing in the event that it happens. Am I blowing all this way out of proportion? Definitely. I definitely am. But that doesn't mean that it's not hilarious, entertaining, and honestly kind of really cool that there's a person at NASA whose job it is to protect us from outer space organisms. Shout out to NASA. You keep doing you. I'm gonna keep this one really short, I just find it really interesting. So a while ago, Snapchat, the company, became Snap Inc., the company, and they said that they were gonna start kind of divesting themselves from the fact that they were just creating an app, and that they were, in fact, a camera company, quote-unquote. That came with it the launch of Snapchat Spectacles, a hardware product that had cameras on it that would connect to Snapchat. And I've kind of just been like waiting to see what they were gonna do next, especially with Instagram breathing down their throat. Breathing down their throat, that's terrifying. Breathing on the back of their necks constantly. Today it seems like we're getting a little bit closer to what may be coming next. It seems like they are in talks to buy a company called Zero Zero Robotics. They are known for a really cool product that I didn't even know was out, but I remember hearing about when they were first announcing it. It was called the Hover Camera Passport Drone, and it was essentially like a little notebook-sized drone that you could unfold, and it would use your location and Bluetooth sensors to basically follow you around so you could take selfies with this drone, which like sounds wild and weird and maybe like a who would want this situation. But when you see the thing in action, when you see that you can just like walk around and enjoy your day and have this like little tiny drone following you around, it's kind of compelling and really cool. I really couldn't see myself buying one, but I could see a lot of people who would. It's a cool thing. It's very like, holy shit, we live in the future. And I think it makes a lot of sense for Snapchat to go in that direction. So I kind of hope that this deal goes through because I would like to see what would happen if they took that thing. I would hope that they would do something besides just slap their own brand on it. But even if they did, I think introducing that product to a wider audience would be really interesting and really cool. So good luck to Snap Inc. And I guess good luck to Zero Zero Robotics, who I'm sure are hoping that that deal goes through. Just want to take a quick break in the show to mention two things. Number one, my name is Brendan Bigley. You're listening to The Internet Today. Feel free to call in with thoughts, questions, concerns, theories about the end of Lost. And number two, I just want to mention, it's really, really hot in this recording booth. Oh my God. All right, next story. Hey, so I know I said next story. I just want to make a quick recommendation because this is a thing that I had avoided checking out and then finally did and was very impressed. And I thought that other people might have had the same reaction. So, a couple years ago, James Franco starred in a movie called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And it was a reboot of the Planet of the Apes franchise. And I remember watching it, and that's all I remember about it. I don't remember anything else about it besides the fact that I watched it. I thought it was probably forgettable. Otherwise, again, I would remember any of it. So I did not watch the subsequent two sequels. That was until recently when I was told that the new movie is the best in an already great trilogy. That was the quote that was sent to me. And I thought, all right, maybe I'll go back. Maybe I'll check out Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Maybe it's good. So I watched it and holy shit, guys, that movie is amazing. It was like 15 minutes in and I was like, oh my God, this is a great thing. How have more people not told me about this? So I just want to lay it down and just let you know that if you haven't watched those movies, you have any interest in the idea of Planet of the Apes, go make it a point to watch those movies before all of the CGI looks dated and shitty and bad. Watch it now in its prime. Go see the new one in theaters. I'm gonna this week. Man, good movies. Good movies are good.